A California parole board Thursday turned down Eric Menendez's attempt to be set free. Menendez, along with his brother Lyle, were found guilty of killing their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, in their Beverly Hills mansion in 1989. The brothers claim they were sexually abused by their father, and that has prompted increased calls for their release after more than 30 years behind bars. Steve Futterman has this report from San Diego and a warning: this contains a mention of an alleged sexual assault.
For nearly 10 hours, the parole board asked questions and listened as Eric Menendez, his supporters and relatives, tried to convince the board to recommend his release. At times, the testimony was graphic. Eric Menendez described the night the killings took place. "My dad was going to rape me that night," he said. "That was going to happen, one way or another." One of the board members, Robert Barton, said he sympathized with what Menendez endured, but he said Menendez could have reached out to police or other relatives. Representatives from the L.A. County District Attorney's Office had a different view. They told the parole board that Menendez is still an unreasonable risk to society. He has no insight into his crimes. The board focused much attention on Eric Menendez's repeated use of cell phones while in prison, a violation of prison rules. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Even though they might not be serious to others, such as cell phone violations, they did represent to the parole board somebody who really was not ready yet to follow the rules.
Today, Lyle Menendez goes before the board. Many of the issues will be the same. But even if the board recommends that Lyle Menendez be released, it will still be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He has the right to veto a release recommendation. Yesterday, he talked about the Menendez case.
I have not watched any documentary. I have not watched anything that has come out on the Menendez brothers, and I very intentionally avoided that in expectation and anticipation that this might land on my desk.
The hearings are taking place by video link. The Menendez brothers are here in San Diego at the prison where they are serving time. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in San Diego.